Everybody get your pencils and scorecards ready. You know what time it is. It is time for the Talk Around Town presented by the Bank of Bank. Dramatic pause. Dramatic pause. It's the Talk Around Town and Carol Zachman is here. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Vaughn. Everybody's going, well, are they going to say something? It's effective because then they really listen.
Oh, yeah. You really got to focus.
They got to listen. Are they going to? Oh, come on. Come on.
Or they assume it's just a weird glitch in the radio station.
We have our fans in Finland that we have to keep happy.
Hi, Finland.
Yeah, I know.
Who gets to join NATO today?
Yeah, I know. And it's all because of the Talk Around Town.
I know.
I mean, they were motivated. And
like, guaranteed. Turkey was going to vote against him. But they were like, oh, boy, the Talk Around Town.
That Finland. Good going, Finland.
All right. It is such, like, leading up to Easter.
We have the Easter Bunny everywhere.
Yeah.
He is so busy. He's going to be skinny by the end of Easter.
Just when you think things are going to calm down after the Baker Jam and everything last weekend. Here's more. Here we go.
Baker Jam was a success. We had great kids,
incredible referees.
Great refs.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Tell
ya. Just top notch.
Yeah, them refs had to run up down the court a lot. So it was all good.
I came through okay.
Did you?
Like, nothing.
You look okay.
I'm proud to say that nothing.
You're not limping or anything.
I'm proud to say that nothing hurts that didn't hurt before.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing.
So, I've got no new injuries to report. Just the old ones.
Good thing. Okay. The Baker Chamber Rec Department will hold their students' dance recital in the Longfellow Gym this evening, April 4th at 6 p.m., come and watch the progress the youth have gained through the dance program, unless we get dumped on a lot of snow.
Aaron and Riona are going to be there.
Yeah.
Aaron and Riona's
so hopefully they can, it'll hold
I am
off.
I'm hoping they do well, because they do that, like, they play that with that routine, like, nonstop at home. Like, they do all of this stuff, and then you put them in the class, and they just run around in circles and don't do anything. So I'm hoping they actually do something so people can see how good they are at it.
Mariah's had fun with them. So I hope it holds off storming him. Maybe just an inch so everybody can get there.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
And then the Baker Chamber of Commerce and Agriculture will hold their Easter egg hunt Sunday, April 2nd through Saturday, April 8th. You could win a basket full of retail store chamber members' donations that created a cute basket for someone to win. Please shop local for all your Easter goodies this year, and while you shop, look for an egg. Keep the raffle ticket that's in the egg until the name of the winner is drawn on Saturday, April 8th at noon, live on the Baker Chamber Facebook page. You might get the winning ticket. I am
on the chamber board, and you guys are just I have no idea what's going on.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Nobody told me about the Easter egg hunt.
Well, this was even on Facebook. So now we're telling you now.
Okay, well, it's good
so
to
it's
know.
It's exciting
I'm
to
I'm glad
know.
To know. I'm excited to look for Easter eggs in Baker.
And if the winner doesn't contact the chamber by Monday, April 10th, with a winning ticket, the chamber will draw another ticket each day until a winner contacts the chamber at 406-778-2266. So one egg per shopping trip per family. So you can shop at one store, go home for a while, go back up and shop, and find all your eggs.
Do I get one in the smart office? I'm a chamber member.
I don't know. You should.
Make
but
people,
you're not a retail.
Make people come walking in.
If you have something to buy in there, do you have something to buy?
People could go in there for Easter? I've got plenty of things I could sell them.
I bet you do.
Check out this.
You want this? How about this pencil? It's sharp and everything. Another Easter egg hunt.
Yep.
The Reynolds Market in Baker is holding an Easter egg hunt on Friday, April 7th from 2 to 5. There will be a bike given away, one bike for girls and one for boys. So that's fun. So check it out, Reynolds. And the Plevna BPA is fundraising to attend the national convention with an Easter egg hunt in your very own yard. Let them egg your yard with candy-filled eggs the night before Easter. For one dozen eggs, it's $15. For two dozen eggs, for $25. Five for Easter Bunny tracks, and you can call 406-772-5666 to order or find the QR code to sign up through Google Docs by scanning the code that you'll find on Facebook. Please order by 5 p.m. on April 7th. And then the Baker BPA will be doing a fundraiser also to raise funds for the national convention, Egg My House Fundraiser. Members will deliver candy-filled eggs the night before Easter, Saturday night, April 8th, and hide them around your yard. An additional option is to have bunny prints spray-painted around your yard as well. For one dozen eggs, it's $15, $5 for Easter bunny prints. You can call 3329 with questions, and go to www.eggmyhouse.net to register for your eggs or bunny prints.
Nice.
Isn't that fun? Your girls would love that.
Baker and Plevna doing it.
Yeah, they should have got together. They could have split the proceeds and been rich.
You know what? I'm already like angling towards that. Well, they just had a birthday on February 20th. They don't need more presents sort of thing. I'm already at this.
Let them go to the Easter egg
hunt. At this age, I'm already doing that to them. Like, you're too close to a holiday. We're not going to do anything special for you.
Yeah. You're not going to get Father of the Year award.
Blame my wife.
She gets blamed for enough.
We're gonna let him hunt for Easter eggs and stuff. Okay. I'm just not gonna give him a.
Well, wouldn't that be fun to have it in your yard?
It would be fun.
You can have Plevna or Baker do it. So
for a
you
good
can have
cause.
Them both.
And I definitely support. I support BPA.
Right to that. Yes,
yeah, those BPA. Kids are great. Yep. That's fantastic. That's a fantastic organization too.
The annual SNP Bake Sale Fundraiser and Vendor Show is scheduled for Saturday, April 8th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Fallon County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall. All proceeds will go to help fund SNP, which is Spay Neuter Impact Program. Mm-hmm. So go out there and support that. Gamma Beta Sorority Easter Egg Hunt will be at the Fallon County Fairgrounds at 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 8th. There will be the Easter Egg Hunt and pictures with the Easter Bunny. This event is for all ages. Bring your baskets and cameras. If you have questions, you can contact Lene at 406-772-5813. And Marmoth is going to have one too. You can go to all these. You could spend all day.
You could spend all day Easter egg hunting.
Yes.
That's amazing.
The Marmoth Community Club Easter egg hunt Saturday, April 8th at 1 p.m. Weather permitting, of course. Hopefully the snow doesn't. The Easter Bunny's coming.
The only question about Saturday is whether the snow is going to be melted enough or not. Because it's going to be like 60 degrees on Saturday. It's going to be gorgeous.
So it'll be a sloppy mess.
But yeah.
Hey, put your galoshes on.
So don't wear your Easter whites or anything like that.
Wear
just
your,
slog around in the mud. Do what you got to do.
Wear your high boots that you go fishing in.
It's going to be way more fun hunting for Easter eggs in a giant mud pit.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
They could wrestle for Easter eggs.
That's going to be awesome.
So meet on Main Street in Marmoth for the hunt locations. Kids of all ages are welcome to enjoy the fun. Bring your bags, photo with the Easter Bunny. 50-50 tickets will be sold, $2 for each or 3 for 5. There will be a wagon for given away for 0 to 3-year-olds. Age 4 to 5, a Strider bike. 6 to 8, a bike. And a bike for 9 to 13-year-olds given away. So that's fun.
More bikes.
Good job. I know. You could have bikes for one a month.
Yeah, I have to. I've got two kids, so I gotta go
there
get both bikes.
There you go. You better get out there.
Yeah.
The Southeastern Montana Health Fair, be an attendee in 2023, is scheduled for Wednesday, April 26th at the BHS McGonigal Gymnasium from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Southeastern Montana Health Fair Committee will be offering blood draws and a free will donation breakfast from 6 a.m. to 11. The exhibits and demonstrations will run from 6 to 1. All students from Baker, Plevna, and Marmoth and the public are invited to attend. We are currently looking for exhibitors that would like to share with the health fair guests health-related items. Please contact me, Carol, at 778-5448 if you have questions or would like to be a part of the health fair.
Can I just show up and talk about all the health things that happened in my family the last couple of weeks?
You could, because you'd be an authority.
It's a cautionary tale, kids.
Don't
listen
do up. This.
Gather around and listen up.
You probably have them all. Bring your pillows so you can sit on your pillows and listen to Vaughn for half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Let me tell you about your gallbladder, kids. Yeah.
This is what it looks like. You really don't need it. What else you got? Then I have dates to keep track of.
Oh, you know what? We've got, speaking of dates to keep track of, we had the first practice for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
How'd that go?
Fantastic, of course.
Yeah.
I am super excited. The kid's amazing. And the adults, we could still use more. We could still use a few more in the adult choir, so stop in.
So when's your next rehearsal?
Next rehearsal, you can look at this. We've got a schedule posted up on my Facebook page and the Smart Facebook page and the Arts and Culture Council Facebook page. You can check that out there. I think we're going to skip the 10th and we're going to go straight to the 17th. Because the 10th is like Easter Monday, so there may still be some people out.
Oh, people might be out of town
still. So we're going to go straight to the 17th.
Or celebrating.
But these are going to be, if you're part of the cast or if you still want to join the cast, and you can, every Monday, it looks like from 6 to 8, depending on who you are.
And where at?
At Longfellow.
At the Longfellow.
So, like, okay. Generally the kids are all going 6 to 7 every Monday, and then the grown-ups come in and go 7 to 8 every Monday. Okay. So that'll be how we roll every single Monday between now and when we get closer
it's
to playtime. June 9th and 10th, and then the 16th and 18th is when the play is going to happen. So, yeah, we got to cast together. It's exciting times.
And then you have a matinee June 18th.
Right? Yes, that'll be June 18th. Yep. Father's Day matinee.
Yeah, so then you can take your fathers out for the matinee.
Yeah.
Unless they're in the play, then you can go watch your fathers on Father's Day.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
Something fun for kids and dad to do.
There you go. Heritage Fest will be Saturday, June 3rd. And he already talked about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor, but we'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
June 9th, 10th, 16th, and the matinee on Sunday, June 18th. The Mamawamo Golf Tournament on Saturday, June 10th, but that shouldn't affect anything. Golfers, we still can go to the show. Won't miss out on either one. Community Art Walk, Saturday, July 15th. Kids Acting Camp on Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st, with a performance on Saturday, July 22nd. And then Baker Crazy Days is also on Saturday, July 22nd. So you could have a fun-filled day, go shopping and do the crazy things, and then go to the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Did you get the bump and run?
Bump and run. That's what I was missing. Yeah. The bump and run, that is...
The 17th of June.
So go to that?
Yes.
Yes. Nothing. You can't,
I still don't have a time. I know. That's
I don't have a time either.
Yeah. I'm sure
I forgot to write
it
down.
I'm sure it's the usual time, like noon or 1 or something like that. I don't know. That's sometime. Sometime
I would think
there.
The advertising would come
out. Yeah, you'll start seeing it. You'll start seeing more about the bump and run. But just mark that date down.
And if you know what the time is, give us a call.
Well, yeah, just mark the date down and save that for bump and running.
There we go.
So there you go.
Just know that it's that day.
Yes.
Yes.
And what else? We've got, don't forget, Port Authority is the 11th of April.
It is?
Yes.
Which is a Tuesday.
6:30. Everyone's invited. It's a public organization. You should all come and attend. We're still talking about... big talks about childcare. That's the big conversation right now, and some big decisions are going to be made at this meeting. So
if you want to be a part of it,
if you want to be a part of that, be there.
Come on.
And we're going to have a bunch of public meetings too. I think about we've got these grants for the park, the Pocket Park downtown, and also for the visitor center,
which is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna plan some public meetings on that to try to get some input before we officially get into building on that stuff. We want to get some ideas from the public, see what they want on that. You can go straight to the smart page and start commenting like, hey, I've got an idea for a park and then do that. But otherwise, we'll hold a couple of meetings here this month. I just haven't picked a date yet. I've been busy.
Doing what?
I don't know. Jury duty, Carol.
Come on. That's your civic duty to do jury duty.
As an American.
I know.
Yes.
Yes. And then don't forget Thursday. Holy day. It's Holy Week all Thursday long and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So don't forget. You'll have to check out when your church is or when
and Monday.
And Monday. Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. But the Baker Chamber will meet at noon on Thursday. And the April meeting is set for Thursday, April 6th at the Tavern. And if you want more information about the Chamber, please call the Chamber office at 406-778-2266. And if you want to put a scheduled event on the Talk Around Town, you can email your info to kfln@midrivers.com or give me a call at 406-778-2261. And if I'm not home, please leave me a message.
There you go. All right. That was a good one. We got
it all in 7 minutes, didn't we?
We zipped right through that. This is the shortest one we've ever done.
I tell you.
We zipped right through it.
What's up with that? That's because the Easter Bunny stole the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Carol. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Vaughn.
All right. This has been the Talk Around Town presented by the Bank of Baker.